Graham, I don't like a district court judge issuing a national decree on abortion pill. By Pam Key on April 16, 2023. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, said Sunday on ABC's This Week that he did not like a federal judge's ruling to suspend Food and Drug Administration, FDA, approval of the abortion pill mifepristone. Partial transcript as follows. Jonathan Carl, so, let's turn to the confusion over the various rulings on the abortion pill. I've heard you, for years, rail against judicial activism, saying that, you know, judges shouldn't be basically legislating from the bench. So, what do you make of this? Graham, right. Carl, a single judge in Texas single-handedly upending the legal status of the abortion pill. Graham, yes, I don't like a district court judge issuing a national decree. Even if I agree with the judge. And what the judge held here is that the Federal Drug Administration didn't follow their own rules. So, the Biden administration is trying to send the abortion pill through the mail. There's a statute on the books called the Comstock Act that prohibits sending abortion materials through the mail. That's going to go all the way to the Supreme Court. So, I think the radical abortion policies of the Biden administration are wrong. But, at the end of the day, we're a rule of law nation, and let's see what the Supreme Court does with this. But the decision by the Biden administration, Jonathan, to allow the pill to be sent through the mail violates an existing statute on the books. Carl, what do you make of Florida? DeSantis has now signed a six-week ban. Is that going to complicate his efforts to become president of the United States should he become a candidate to have a six-week ban that's far more aggressive than what you've proposed? Graham, right. So, the inaudible legislation, states can be more restrictive. But at 15 weeks we limit abortion on demand. My Democratic colleagues are not what you said. They has supported legislation allowing abortion on demand, taxpayer-funded, up to the moment of birth. DeSantis will have to answer the question, do you support a national ban at 6 weeks? Why did you pick 6 weeks? The legislative body of Florida supported what he did. This is an issue worth talking about. Should we be a nation that allows abortion on demand, up to the moment of birth, with taxpayer-funded money, or should we have limits at 15 weeks? Like Europe? Should we be like North Korea and China, or should we be more like Europe nationally? Should states have the right to regulate abortion up to a point? These are issues that matter. Should young girls be able to play sports with biological males? The policy of the Biden administration is to allow young children, minor children to transition, to have their life turned upside down, to allow medical procedures to change gender before you get 18 years of age. All of these issues will be on the ballot, and they should be. Thank you. Follow Pam Key on Twitter @PamKeenan.